Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome back to the third week in our neuroscience series, teaching you how to build your business brain. Now, if you are just tuning in, maybe you're new to the podcast, maybe you're just new to the series. My name is Cami Wilkie, and I teach online coaches how to get more clients and how to build wildly successful online coaching businesses. Specifically, a lot of times my students are moms who want an earned income, who want to bless their families by being able to stay home with their littles and use their gifts to God's glory. And an online coaching business allows them to do that, hence the Bible's Babies and Business podcast. And it's no secret that having a strong mindset when you're building a business, any type of business, whether it's coaching or any other type of entrepreneurship journey, it's important, right? However, what so many times people are missing when they talk about mindset is the organ behind the mind, which is the brain. And that's what we're hyper-focusing on in this series, teaching you how to use neuroscience, which, by the way, the Bible supports neuroscience. And we're going to talk about that in a couple of weeks here. I'm going to share with you some Bible verses because essentially neuroscience is just confirming what the Bible already told us about our mind and the power that our mind has, that the Lord has given us our mind. However, our mind has to be taught in order to do the things that we're wanting it to do. So we're in the process of teaching you how to build your business brain. We're in week three, and today we're going to be talking about your brain's negativity bias, meaning how your brain is actually hardwired, divinely designed. This is not an accident. To view things easily more in a negative light than in a positive light. And you might be thinking, oh, well, that kind of stinks. Well, it can if we don't know how to control it. I'm going to explain all of that to you today. So let's dive in.
Hey, Coach. Welcome to the Bible's Babies and Business podcast. Are you ready to get more consistent, high-ticket clients in your online coaching business without having to go through exhausting flopped launches? Are you constantly searching for podcast episodes, looking for that key to unlocking $10,000 months in your business? Do you have big dreams of becoming debt-free, going on more family vacations, and staying home with your kids? But right now, your business isn't even breaking $2,000 a month? Hey there, I'm Cami. I'm a Christian, a wife, and a soon-to-be mom. A few years ago, before I was known for being a high-ticket sales expert for online coaches, and before I founded my program, High Ticket Powerhouse, which offers some of the best marketing and sales strategy in the coaching industry, I was just your average online coach, struggling to get by. I didn't know how to get clients, make consistent money online, or get out of the painful cycle of living paycheck to paycheck and drowning in debt. And to make matters worse, my husband and I were struggling through years of infertility and needed tens of thousands of dollars to grow our family. Oh, and on top of that, student loans and credit card debt. Needless to say, financially, we were a sinking ship. My business needed to make money. My family depended on it. That's when I discovered the art of how to close high ticket sales. And the best part? You don't need thousands of Instagram followers or ever have to struggle through another duct-taped Instagram launch ever again. In this podcast, you'll find practical sales strategies to use in your own coaching business, biblical principles for the Christian entrepreneur, and a healthy dose of tough love. Because one thing you need to know about me, I don't sugarcoat it. My ultimate goal is to turn you into an absolute powerhouse at selling your high-ticket coaching online, so you can be a blessing to your family, a blessing to your clients, and create life-changing impact for the kingdom of heaven. So grab your Bible, your laptop, and let's get to work. Because you were made for this.
All right, so friends, right off the bat, here's the first thing that you need to know. When it comes to your brain and viewing things that you experience as negative, whether that is a negative experience in your business, whether that is a negative conversation, like, you know, those people that like, you're just like, wow, why are you so positive all the time? And like, I'm really over here struggling, like, to see the positive in this situation. Here's what you need to know. And this is going to be freedom for somebody today. Okay. Your brain has a 9x negativity bias. This means your brain is divinely designed. This is not an accident. This is not like, oh, you're just a negative person or something like that. Like you were divinely designed by the Lord to have a 9x negativity bias, meaning your brain is more aware of what is going wrong than what is going right. Now, you might be thinking, well, why in the world would the Lord divinely design our brains to do this? Well, let me tell you why. This 9x negativity bias is designed by God to keep you safe and out of harm's way. Think about it. Having a negativity bias mind is incredibly helpful and protective in situations such as crossing the street. You're hyper aware of any potential dangers when you're crossing the street so that you can stay safe. When you're operating machinery, when you're driving a vehicle, like, if you didn't have a negativity bias, you could potentially be putting yourself in unnecessary risk by just walking around thinking that, like, there's nothing that can hurt me and I'm invincible. Okay. That would be very, very dangerous. And we serve a good father that wants his children to be safe. And so we have a 9x negativity bias. Now, here's the thing though, about the negativity bias. It is incredibly helpful when we're out, you know, doing things such as, like I said, crossing the street, operating a vehicle, things of that nature in which we could be put in harm's way if we weren't aware of our surroundings. However, if we do not learn how to take our thoughts captive, like it tells us in the Bible, I believe it's in 2 Corinthians 10:5, this divine design to keep us safe can sabotage our business, okay? Yes, it actually it is. I have the scripture right here. 2 Corinthians 10:5. We capture rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. This essentially means that you need to have discernment. You have to have discernment about, when is my brain viewing this as a negative situation because it's trying to keep me safe and I should listen? And when is my brain handing me negativity because it seems like I'm about to walk into unknown territory? And my brain is viewing that as dangerous when really there isn't a physical threat present. Like, you have to have discernment. And the scripture says that, like, if we are lacking wisdom, we can ask God for that. I believe that's James 1:5. We can ask God for that. And if we believe that he's going to give it to us, he will give us, we will possess wisdom. And in this case, discernment, to be able to know the difference between the two situations. But like I said, if you don't have discernment about this negativity bias, when it should be followed and when it can be, I hesitate to use the word ignored, but just put into perspective, it can really sabotage our business because your brain, its job is to keep you safe. Its job is not to make you happy. Its job is not to make you thrive in life. It is not to help you develop and become the best version of yourself that you can be. It is not to help you build a wildly successful business. It is not to help you become wealthy. That is not your brain's job. Your brain does not have that on its radar. Your brain has on its radar, keep my human healthy, keep my human safe, keep my human alive, and keep my human comfortable. Okay. However, comfort is, as we know, many times the opposite of growth. Like, growth is very uncomfortable. So when we're applying this to our business, when everything seems like it's going wrong, you must intentionally look for what is going right because your brain is going to show you naturally all the things that are going wrong, okay? Now, let's kind of review here how your thoughts affect your reality, okay? This is a cycle in which you can't, I'm going to give you an example, okay? So first off, it starts with a thought. Maybe the thought is, in this case scenario, no one is paying attention to my content or my offer. Maybe that's the negative thought that your brain is handing you right now in your business. No one's paying attention. No one's looking at my content. Nobody's looking at my offer. What that thought does is it invokes emotion. And maybe the emotion that you feel from that thought is frustration, anger, discouragement. okay? And that emotion drives action. Okay, so you know what it is that you need to be doing every day to move your business forward, to attract those leads and attract those clients. And if you don't, then you should be joining High Ticket Powerhouse, which you can check out down in the show notes. Check out that link down there. But if you don't, I'll teach you. And if you do, great. You should know the actions that you're doing every day to move your business forward. However, if you are coming at those actions from a place of frustration, anger, discouragement, because you're having the thoughts of no one's paying attention to my content or my offer, how do you think the quality of those actions are going to go? Either A, you're not going to do the actions at all because you're feeling discouraged, you're feeling a lack of motivation, or if you do actually follow through with the actions that you know you're supposed to do, it could be that you're just going through the motions when you're creating content and it will show, okay? Or maybe you're going through the emotions when you're sending DMs or you're struggling to stay consistent. Our emotions affect whether or not we even do the action or the quality of which the action is completed. Friends, it says in scripture, faith without works is dead. You're not going to just pray your way to a successful business. And you're not just going to simply do all the actions to a successful business. And even if you do create success by doing all the actions without faith, it would be in vain, okay? So to kind of recap here, your thoughts, in this case, no one's paying attention to my content, nobody's paying attention to my offer, invokes emotion. Maybe that's frustration, anger, discouragement, and that affects your action, either whether or not you're going to do the action steps to grow your business or the quality of which. Maybe you're just going to go through the motions now because you're frustrated, you're angry, and you're discouraged, and you don't actually think it's going to work. Now, because you're going through those actions in that sense, in that negative light, how do you think that that's going to affect the results? Well, if you were not creating content at all or creating content that wasn't that great, maybe people are even more so than before not going to be paying attention to your content or your offer because it lacks quality now because you were just going through the motions, or it lacks the energy needed to get people excited about it. And maybe that's the result that comes from like even more like perpetuating this nobody's paying attention thought, which of course then confirms the thought all over again that nobody's paying attention to my content or my offer. Do you see how you can very easily get stuck in this cycle of negativity when the thought starts off negative? Now, this cycle can be actually used for the positive. It can be used like you start off with a positive thought. Everybody is gonna be so excited about my offer. Oh my gosh. And my content. Like, this is such great content. I love creating content. I love talking about my offer. And people are going to be so excited about it. And what emotion does that create? Excitement, joy, looking forward to doing this, in which case you're going to approach your action of creating content, getting in the DMs, talking about your offer in a higher excitement level. Okay. And people will feel that. People can feel your energy, like your emotions, okay? You're gonna put more effort into your actions there. And how do you think that that's gonna drive your results? You're gonna get better results, which then confirms your original thought that people are excited and they are paying attention. Here's what you need to remember. If we are not careful, our negative thoughts will become our own self-fulfilling prophecy. If you are not careful, and you're saying and you're speaking and you're thinking things of your business like nobody's paying attention, if you do not control those thoughts, if you do not redirect those thoughts, which we'll talk about here in a couple weeks about redirecting thoughts, that will become true for you. And it's not necessarily because that was God's will, but because you perpetuated the cycle that we just went through. And your thoughts invoked your emotion, which sparked your action, which created results, which then goes back to the original thought, and it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy. Friends, your brain is an incredible, incredible tool. Please don't loathe the fact that you have a 9x negativity bias. In fact, let's be grateful for it, because again, if we didn't have it, we would be in danger. So it is something to be grateful for, and it's something that we need to have self-control over. So with self-control, it's a fruit of the Spirit, okay? We have to learn the discernment of when is my brain handing me negativity because I'm actually in danger and I need to heed the warning, and when is my brain handing me negativity because it is I'm in unknown territory. I'm in an uncomfortable spot, but maybe I'm exactly where I need to be. Okay. So I hope that this was so, so helpful for you. I have more good content coming your way. Here's the things though, friend. I'm teaching this content and more in depth inside of High Ticket Powerhouse to teach you how to rewire your brain for success so you can hit that next level in your online coaching business, because you can be doing all the things. You can be doing all the right actions. But as we learned today, if you don't have the right thoughts, if you don't have the right wiring behind those actions, you can be working in vain and really see a lack of results in your business. Okay. So if you know that you need to learn how to rewire your brain, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go down into the show notes, click the link where it talks about learning the four secret ingredients to getting more clients. Watch that video. It's about 6-ish minutes long, maybe a little less. And it's going to tell you a little bit about High Ticket Powerhouse. And you need to book your call, apply to the program, and let me teach you how to rewire your brain. Let me show you what you need to be doing on a daily basis to transform your business, to get more clients. And I'll teach you how to negotiate through client objections, which you will receive. Okay, it's just part of the game. It's part of sales. So you can move through that objection and close the sale, close the deal, and convert that paying client. Okay, here is the last thing you need to know though. I'm about to have a baby. I'm about to have a baby. So if you click on that link, you might have to search a little bit for a time to get on my calendar. And you might have to wait a couple weeks, because who knows when this baby's going to come, okay? But this is worth your time. And I guarantee that if you join Powerhouse, those who join and actually commit to doing work, they are guaranteed to close nearly $14,000, okay? I do not play around. I am here to guarantee results if you're willing to put in the work. So go down in the show notes, click that link, apply, get on my schedule, and let's turn your business into a profit powerhouse.
Hey, coach. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you got exactly what you needed to hear, even if it stung a little. Every week, I am committed to showing up here on the show and bringing you not one, but two value-packed episodes to help you grow deeper in your faith, build a profitable coaching business, and become an absolute powerhouse at getting high-ticket coaching clients online. And the number one way that you can support the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast is by taking 30 seconds to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and then share this show with a friend. Thank you for partnering with me to get these episodes out to as many online coaches as possible, because the world needs more powerhouse women building online coaching businesses for the kingdom of heaven. I appreciate you, I love you, and I'll see you in the next episode.